This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're out in the workplace or you're a student, if you're an at-home parent, maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose and meaning in life is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. Before we get to that, we like to cover what we call a victory verse. A victory verse is something in the Bible that I've been reading this week. And so this week, I've been in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and it starts at verse 1. It goes like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, that is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded out on iTunes. If you want to hear the previous programs, or you can visit our website, it's mark5ministries.com. You can visit that website as well. We have an email address here. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements. And we always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
News and sports supported by the American Association for Cancer Research. The American Association for Cancer Research is finding cures together. Please support cancer research by donating today at www.aacrfoundation.org.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. With us on the program, we have Callie Garrett. Callie is the worship pastor at City Church here in Charlottesville. And we also have Andrew V with us on the program. They're going to bless us with some music a little later on in the program. But Callie, I want to start with you. I love to find out what's going on in your life. And in particular, I was wondering if God has really kind of shown Himself to you in the last couple of years. Is there anything top of mind that comes to you when I ask that question?
Well, you asked me two questions. The first question was, what's been going on in my life? And second question was, what's God been showing me? So I guess to answer the first one, it's been a really, really, really busy season this fall. we had a lot of exciting ministry opportunities. We got to lead worship for a conference for the weekend at CBN down in Virginia Beach, the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Wow.
We did a bunch of retreats and different conferences. So it was just really great, like lots of different environments and different people to meet, which always makes it challenging and fun. And so our team has had a great time and just been able to see God speak in and through the people on our team and see how his glory has been made known in spite of us, through us, in us, you know, mm-hmm. all of those different ways. So that's been really fun. We've been writing a lot. We've been kind of doing some recording recently, which has been super fun. And as far as what God has been showing me recently, this fall season in particular has been a tough one for me in that it's almost like God has been holding up a mirror to my heart, and when I look at it, I don't like what I see. And so I have the choice either to process through that and to deal with it and to let him work in and through the things that I see, or I can just pretend like it's not there and I can kind of turn aside and walk away and ignore it. And so, you know, I choose not to ignore it, but to allow the Lord to do the work that he wants to do in me. But it really is hard, and it's painful, and it's not fun. And so during one of the days where I was just like pouring everything out, was just having a super honest conversation with God, you know, just throwing out the things about myself that I saw, that I hated, that I didn't understand, that I was ashamed of, that I was angry about, kind of thrown it all out there, was sobbing on the floor in my living room. And I just said, Jesus, I just need to know that you still love me. I need to know what you think. And then I was like, okay, well, I feel a little stupid saying that because I know that you do, but I just need to hear you say it. And it was almost immediate. I heard kind of in my spirit, I heard him start to sing this song over me where he said, there's nothing that can separate you from my love. And then started to hear more. He said, in your darkest moment, I see brilliance breaking through because darkness is as light to me. And in your deepest shame, there's glory that shines anew because there's beauty when you uncover the things that you're ashamed of because you finally bring it to light, and he's allowed to work through it in your heart. So I think that the biggest thing that I've been learning is the perspective that he has of me, and to allow myself to rest in that and to have the same perspective, or to try, I guess, to have a similar perspective of myself and to extend the same grace to myself that he does to me.
There's one thing that strikes me when I listen to that. One really hard part in what you've gone through is bringing certain things to light. There's often times I know in my own life, you know, if you just kind of push it behind you, or you pretend that it doesn't exist, and you kind of move on, but it doesn't end up kind of going away. But when you're obedient and bring it to light, that's where you kind of, at least I found in my own life, where you're able to see some transformation happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy to do, though.
No, it really hurts
a lot. And take some surrender.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Andrew V, how about you before we sing a song here? Is there anything that you'd like to share where God has kind of shown himself strong to you in the last couple years?
Sure. I mean, I'm going into my, well, now I finished a semester at UVA as a fourth year, and going into this summer trying to figure out, you know, as job applications start getting filled out, and you, I was really seeking the Lord and seeking his peace in that stressful time. Because I had felt called to go into ministry and trying to figure out, you know, is that, like, what aspect of ministry, you know. So I was praying through Isaiah 8, and there's a, I'm not going to be able to remember it word for word, but there's a part in Isaiah 8 that talks about the Lord hiding his face from the house of Jacob, and yet I will earnestly seek. And it was so, I read that a couple times through and was super confused as to why God would hide his face from the house of Jacob, you know, a house that he, a tribe that he loves. And I started to see the profundity of how important it is that we are not, we don't grow complacent in how we seek the Lord and what He wants for our lives and how He sees us, like Callie was sharing, and really going after Him and after His heart. And so I began to latch onto that verse and to really, you know, pray that peace that He offers through seeking Him, and that the joy that He finds when He sees His children indeed, like, really earnestly seeking after Him. And so I began to do that, and I did an internship in Boise, Idaho over the summer. And in seeking Him and in pushing through what I felt like was a bunch of silent times from Him, I began to find what I believe is the calling on my life to go into worship, and through putting myself out there and through pushing through this hard time, it was great to see the Lord really work in that in ways that I've never heard His voice, putting myself in experiences that I've never had before. Mm-hmm. So
it's beautiful when we talk about seeking the Lord too. You will find Him when you seek Him with all your heart, I think is Jeremiah. And I found that to be true in my own life, when you passionately seeking the Lord, and He will make Himself known in amazing ways. And it sounds like that He's really kind of imparted knowledge and wisdom into your life and kind of given you a whole direction.
Yeah, and it's a direction I was not even expecting. It was never on my radar, and yet it makes so much sense. So it's so cool to get to seek and to feel like, I almost feel stupid that I didn't see music being a part of my future. But something about tapping into how the Lord sees us and how He wants to use our giftings for His kingdom just really, really resonated in that time.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. And we're talking with Callie Garrett, who is the worship pastor at City Church, and Andrew V is with us today. And they're going to play us a little song, I understand. What do you have for us, Callie?
Well, so when I was sharing about the really vulnerable conversation that I had with God and the song that I heard Him sing to me, once I kind of sat and listened for a while, I got up and through my snot and tears sat down at the piano and did my best to hammer it out and make a song out of it. So that's what this is. The song is called Nothing Strong Enough.
All right.
Separate you from my love. Nothing, there is nothing, for all my love is strong enough. In your darkest moment, I see brilliance breaking through, for darkness is as light to me. Your deepest shame I see glory shine in you. There is beauty in uncovering. Nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing, there is nothing. Presence with you now, I'm breathing rest into your very bones. For my greatest treasure is your heartbeat next to mine. Let me sing my song of love to you again. Separate you from my love. Nothing, there is nothing, for all my love is strong enough. singing over you. Let me sing my song of love to you again. Let me sing my song of love to you again. Separate you from my love. Nothing, there is nothing. For all my love is strong enough. All my love is strong enough. Oh yes, my love is strong enough.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're chatting today with Callie Garrett, worship pastor at City Church in Charlottesville, and also Andrew V on the violin. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more Everyday Faith in just a moment. Please stay with us.
News and sports supported by Compassion International. You can change the life of one child in poverty today when you become a sponsor with Compassion International. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Callie Garrett. Callie is the worship pastor at City Church in Charlottesville, incredibly talented musician, and along with her today we have Andrew V, also part of the Charlottesville Worship Collective. And Callie, before I get back to you, because I always like to know what scripture has been on your heart recently, I want to share something. This goes back several years, but kind of answering my own question, has God shown himself really big to you? I want to answer that question. I'm going to say this story fairly quickly, but about 10 years ago, something really big happened in our family. My wife and I have four children. Can't believe now, 22 is our oldest and 16 is our youngest. And then we have these twin boys that are 20 years old in the middle. One of the twin boys 10 years ago, of course, was 10 years old. And he came in from playing outside with a pain on his, just above his knee. And it was the type of thing that, as a father, I immediately said, oh, well, just don't worry about it, son. I'm sure it'll go away. And my wife was more in tune to the pain. And she knew right away that it was something that we should get looked at medically. It was just above the kneecap, kind of the size of an egg that was kind of sticking out. And I just thought it was kind of bump, bruise, that type of thing. Long story short, after several visits to the doctor, they determined that my son had a tumor on his, again, above his kneecap, and that we had to have it surgically removed. So you go from, you know, what is it to discovering it's your worst fear? You know, what's the status of this tumor? Is it benign? Is it malignant? Is it moved? Is it metastasized? And so all those questions are running through our mind. And 10 years ago, you know, my wife and I had certainly some faith, but we, you know, it was really not a mature, full bloom faith, or certainly not kind of where we are today. So 10 years ago, before we went to meet with the doctor the day before the surgery, there's a pre-op meeting with the doctor pre-surgery, and my wife and I prayed over my son, and it was really a kind of an infant type prayer. It was really along the lines of, you know, dear Jesus, please heal our son. And it wasn't much more than that. And I didn't really know how to pray a lot then. And truth be told, I was praying that the surgery would go okay and that he would be healed after surgery. That was kind of where my eye was going. But long story short, we go in to meet pre-op with the doctor. And the doctor says, let me see the leg. Let me see the other leg. Let me see the subject leg, kind of going back and forth. And now I'm really worried. Long story short, he said, there's no tumor here. There is nothing here. And my wife and I looked at each other and we were like, what is going on? And so the doctor was the one who said, you know, I have witnessed the miraculous, and I think you have now just witnessed the miraculous. And again, I look back on that time in my life because all we brought was this little tiny mustard seed of faith. That's all we brought. And God came and healed, and miraculously, no surgery, no tumor, and yay to my son healed. And so that was something that was just where God just showed up in a in a big way, and I learned the power of prayer. Now, Callie, I'm coming back to you, and we only have a couple minutes before we're going to get into another song, but I was wondering, after I've hogged the mic for all that time, if there is a scripture that has been on your heart lately.
It's more of a concept which envelops a lot of different scriptures, and at City Church this Christmas season, we've been talking about the concept of shalom. Which is a Hebrew word for peace, is generally how it's translated. And it basically means that everything is as it should be. It's a sense of wholeness, wellness, peace, prosperity. and so I think about, you know, we see the creation story in Genesis chapter 1. And we always have in mind this idea that there is nothing. And then God speaks and boom, there's light. But in the creation story, it's talking about the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. And if you look at the original interpretations of that, it's that it was a place of extreme chaos. And so when God speaks into that and says, let there be light, he's speaking order into the chaos. And he's bringing shalom into the midst of that. And then we see when Jesus is born in Bethlehem, it was a generation of extreme violence. Extreme oppression, and it's like, again, Jesus, like you read in John chapter 1, is the light that gives life to every man, was coming into the world, is what that scripture says. And it's like when God, when Jesus comes into the world, it's again, let there be light, let the light shine into the darkness, and let there be order in the midst of chaos. When Jesus calms a storm, he's speaking order into the chaos. And so this next song that we're going to share is a song that I wrote about that, that God speaks order into the chaos in different seasons, and that order is Jesus, the light that shines into the darkness, that death or darkness cannot overcome.
Awesome. Well, let's hear it, Callie Garrett and Andrew V.
In the beginning, when there was darkness and chaos reigned and waters deep, its fury broken, your power spoken, let there be light, in great oppression. There was darkness and chaos reigned and nations free. Despair was broken, your purpose spoken. Let there be light, shadow. The light gives life in a weariness, and death cannot overshadow. And death cannot overshadow. In tempest raging, where there is darkness, and chaos reigns inside our fear, its fury broken, power spoken, let there be light, there be light. The light shines in the darkness, and death cannot overshadow. Shadow at the sound of his voice, the tempest ceases, the rule of his hand brings perfect peace. Jesus, the light, our everlasting hope and freedom. At the sound of his voice, tempest ceases, the rule of his hand brings perfect peace. Jesus, the light, our everlasting hope and freedom. The light shines in the dark. Shadow and death cannot overshadow.
Kelly Garrett and Andrew V, thank you so much for joining us today. And to both of you and to all of our listeners, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace.